Here's the layup, Robin. Mm-hmm. Have you been seeing more peppers in your market lately?
Oh, and for the slam dunk. Why, Peter, yes, I've been seeing pecks and pecks of peppers. And I wondered if you, Peter, had picked a peck.
Okay. The answer is no. I guess I have not picked anything. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Guns, why don't you come on in?
I know that was going to happen?
Stop us. Kathy, seriously, there are a lot of different kinds of peppers in the market. Go through a few of your favorites.
Well, it's just really exciting. I just need to start by saying, this may surprise you, that I've never been a fan of sweet peppers. I think of supermarket green peppers, which are watery and kind of tasteless. But I've been experimenting with all kinds of varieties. Anaheim peppers or mild green chili peppers, very great crunch and sweetness. Bell peppers are obvious, but they come in now oranges and yellows and purples and red. Also Cubanelle peppers, or they're also called Italian frying peppers, are long, thin, greenish peppers that I love to pickle or use raw or stuff or saute. Mm-hmm. There's piquillo peppers from northern Spain. I could go on. But the color and variety in farmers markets and many supermarkets right now call to me.
Okay.
Did you say pickled peppers?
I did indeed. Do you feel an alliteration coming on, Peter?
Your presenter, Peter, must ask, did you pick a peck of pickled peppers?
What's a peck?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Not a peck. I picked a pound. Here's what I do. Pickled peppers, these are what are called refrigerator pickles, which means they are super easy. You take a pot, you put some peppercorns and cloves, cider vinegar, water, a little sugar and salt. You boil it up. You take 5 or 6 different colored and shaped peppers. You core them. You take the seeds out, cut them into strips, stuff them into a jar, and pour this hot pickle solution on it. The end, you seal it, you put it in your refrigerator. 3 days later, you have pickles, and they'll last for almost a month, and they are absolutely fabulous with cheeses, on salads. You can chop them up and add them to mayonnaise. You can layer them on sandwiches. So, so simple. And the colors, gorgeous.
Wonderful. And by the way, a peck is 8 quarts. Thank you, DuckDuckGo.
Oh, there you go.
I love to put peppers in like my bean salads because, you know, with the lovely, you know, vinaigrette, whatever you put in, it just makes them pop so much. And you have a recipe for a salad of white beans, roasted pepper, anchovy. So tell us, roasted pepper, right there we have to start.
Yeah. So you take a sweet red, again, or yellow or purple pepper. You put it directly on the flame if you have a gas stove. You can also put them directly on the flame if you have a grill, or you can stick them right under the broiler. And what you do is that you roast them for about 3 minutes on each side until they're blistered, almost blackened. Immediately put them into a little brown paper bag, like a lunch bag or a clean bag, and that steams them for a few minutes, and then it's very easy to take the skin off. I cut the peppers up, put them in a bowl with some olive oil. Meanwhile, I saute some garlic and fresh herbs like basil and thyme with some canned white beans that I've drained and washed to get the tinny flavor away. And then you saute these white beans with the herbs, put the pepper strips on top, and then crisscross the salty anchovies on top of the peppers. And it's kind of a play on a classic Italian starter of roasted red peppers and anchovies. Mm.
Delicious. That sounds amazing, but for people who have, anchovy skepticism, you say what?
Well, I say get over it because they're full of umami taste. They're just delicious, but you certainly can omit them.
I mean, I'm sure there's at least one other person who said umami taste.
Yes, umami. This is the fifth taste. This is like the powerhouse of flavors. Think of tomatoes and mushrooms and anchovies. These are big, bold flavors. This is called umami and soy sauce also. If you really despise anchovies, you can omit them and add some more fresh herbs. But what they add is a briny saltiness that kind of brings the white beans and the silky roasted peppers together.
Okay.
And
I think people should be brave. They should just do it. Oh, real quick, sorry to interrupt you, Robin, but we have just less than a minute now. What about this sausage and peppers dish? It's a classic.
Yes, you see it at Italian festivals, street vendors all over the country. Here I cook spicy plump sausages or sweet ones, and then I saute a whole bunch of different sweet peppers with onions, and I put all these gorgeous sauteed peppers on a plate, top it with the sausages, and serve it with a warm baguette or roll, some sharp mustard, beautiful lunch or dinner to really celebrate this season of peppers.
Mm, wonderful. And Peter can come help you pick them. Take it away,
yes.
Peter.
Positively.
We're going to have all these recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, thank you so much. Sorry about my throat there. Appreciate it as
thank
always.
Thank you.